This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Friday and told him he needs to take action against ransomware groups operating in Russia. Biden also says the United States will take, quote, any necessary action itself to defend Americans and critical infrastructure threatened by cyber attacks, according to the White House. Ransomware attacks on the United States and other countries have increased sharply in the past year and have included a high-profile attack that shut down a major fuel pipeline in the eastern U.S. Other ransomware targets have included city police departments, hospitals, and private companies. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday the White House does not have additional or new information suggesting that the Russian government is directing attacks, but that the Kremlin has the responsibility to take action. Haitian police claim a 28-member hit squad made up of Colombians and Americans murdered President Jovenel Moïse, but little is known about who is behind the assassination and their motives as the investigation continues Friday. 17 suspected assailants in Wednesday's pre-dawn attack had been arrested, including 15 Colombians and 2 Americans of Haitian origin, according to police, who also say 3 Colombian gunmen were killed by police, while 8 members of the hit squad are at large. But little has been revealed on why gunmen broke into the president's personal residence, riddling him with bullets and wounding his wife. A French-language newspaper reported Friday a judge investigating says 2 Haitian Americans arrested were acting as translators for the larger group of attackers that originally planned to arrest, not kill, the leader. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday a fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door. The blaze began Thursday night at a 5-story factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke into the sky. Police initially gave a toll of 3 dead, but then discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was out. A fire official says the main exit of the factory was locked from the inside, and many of those who died were trapped. Many workers jumped from the upper floors of the factory, and at least 26 suffered injuries, according to local news. Senegal, the EU, and the United States, several European governments, and other partners signed an accord on Friday in Senegal to finance vaccine production in the West African state. The move comes amid a shortage of jabs and a third wave of coronavirus infections sweeping Africa, which has highlighted the lack of vaccination production facilities on the continent. The Senegalese government and the European Union claim 99% of vaccines used in Africa are imported. The new financing deal is intended to kickstart local vaccine production and lower the dependence on imports. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech say they plan to ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine based on evidence of greater risk of infection 6 months after inoculation and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, however, released a joint statement saying Americans who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster COVID-19 shot at this time. The European Medicines Agency said Friday it's too early to determine whether more than the 2 shots that are currently required would be called for, saying it was confident for now the established regimen was sufficient. Pfizer's chief scientific officer claims the recently reported dip in the vaccine's effectiveness in Israel was mostly due to infections in people who had been vaccinated in January or February. Israeli health officials revealed earlier this week vaccine effectiveness in preventing both infection and symptomatic disease fell to 64% in June. But Pfizer says data from Israel and Britain suggests that even with waning antibody levels, the vaccine remains around 95% effective against severe disease. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.